Also on the business front, we see that Amazon has a second Prime Day this year, October 11th and the 12th. The company said today that it will call it Prime Early Access Sale. October 11th and 12th, the event is only open to members of Amazon's Prime subscription program that will feature hundreds of thousands of holiday deals, said Jim Ghani, the vice president of Prime. I'm reading from CNBC.com. Prime Day, which started in 2015, is typically held once a year during the summer, but Amazon tweaked the timing of the event in 2020 and 21 because of the pandemic. It strained its operations. The company also has experimented with discount events, such as an apparel sale, a pet-focused event, a fall beauty event. By setting a deal for October, or an event for October, Amazon is playing into a trend that's gained momentum in recent years. Major retailers have started announcing promotions well ahead of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, in part because more sales are moving online. Holiday sales are expected to grow from last year, but much of the increase will likely be driven by higher prices. Shoppers will likely be on the hunt for discounts more than usual as their wallets feel the strain. October 11th and 12th, if you're a Prime member. And one other quick note here, the Biden administration's proposed new rules to increase airline fee disclosures. The president announced new rules today that would require airlines and online travel agencies to disclose fees for seat selection, checked baggage, and other add-ons, along with the fares. Airlines charge travelers for a number of additional perks, which used to come with the cost of a ticket, like a fee now you'll get for advanced selection for many seats on board, even those without extra legroom. Airline passengers deserve to know the full, true cost of their flights before they buy a ticket, according to Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary. I hadn't thought about that, but I guess when you buy an airplane ticket, it doesn't tell you what part of that is going to this service, what part of it is going to that. But I'm kind of a little confused by that, to be honest with you, because it seems to me as though those are premiums for which you do know you're being charged. You do know what you pay for extra legroom. You do know what you pay for an extra checked bag, right? Anyway, this new proposed rule would require airlines to be transparent with customers about the fees they charge, said Pete Buttigieg, which will help travelers make informed decisions and save money. Okay, enough about that. Oh, and one other note. I was talking about going up to Michigan over the weekend for apple picking and other things. We had a nice little getaway for a couple of days. This from Block Club Chicago. Neighbors say your soulmate could be among the nearly 7,000 weekly wanderers at the farmers market. Logan Square Chamber of Commerce wants to help you find them with the singles event. The popular Sunday market on West Logan Boulevard has developed a reputation for being horny since its launch in 2005, with neighbors regularly posting online about its flirty atmosphere. What makes it so hot? It's not just the warmth from the raclette table. I've had that before. That's the cheese, right? The raclette table?
Yeah, hot cheese.
So. Yes, which is a beautiful thing.
I lived in that neighborhood, and that was a Sunday fixture for me.
How's that?
I would go do the raclette every chance I got.
And that's where you'd stand in line, and then they would melt cheese on whatever you wanted to melt it on.
And I moved into Logan Square in the early 2000s, and I moved out a year ago, and that farmer's market became kind of a scene.
It says here there's just a lot of hip single folks at the market, including Bob Kessler, which can lead to
chemistry.
Until
I moved out, yes. Maybe I need to go back.
Hello. The vibe is popular topic on the Logan Square Community Facebook page. Jeremy Bersano, who's lived in Logan Square for nearly 20 years, said he's seen the farmer's market evolve from just a few vendors to a sprawling community staple where people come together under the guise of grocery shopping. I got some hot cheese for you. The farmer's market has always had a come as you are feeling, he said, but I like it when the neighborhood started to get cooler. It, but I feel like when the neighborhood started to get cooler, it became a place to see and be seen. You can definitely come as you are. There are people in sweatpants and flip-flops, but you can also come as you want to be seen. Good. That's tough if all you want to do is go get some tomatoes and you're worried that you're not dressed enough for the farmer's market. Chamber of Commerce wants to help by harnessing the romantic energy at the farmer's market with a singles event called Mingle at the Market, 11A to 2P, on October the 16th. For $25, anyone can experience the market's matchmaking powers with music, drinks, and a fresh charcuterie platter. Boy, this is an upscale farmer's market, isn't it?
Yeah, it really wasn't. It started out in the early days, it was about mostly produce. And then it became about produce plus cheese, frozen fresh caught fish, what else? Soaps, you know? And then the vendors, the prepared food vendors, those lines became very long.
Well, I guess there's nothing wrong with it. I mean,
no.
You know,
it was really fun.
Maybe you're a victim of your success now because it's long lines. It's a fashionable event rather than a farmer's market. But I don't know how you control that.
Well, I would go to the one in Daly Plaza. I think that was Tuesday mornings because my train stop was there. And just walk up to the top of the train stop and go grab some produce. It's really easy. No lines, no waiting at all.
The one at Daly Plaza. It's just right out there by the Picasso, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, not the Daly Plaza, Federal Plaza one by the Flamingo. That one was great. And there was a Daly Plaza one.
Yeah, so. I've been to that one, and that was kind of nice because when you'd walk from the train station across, say, to the Tribune Tower where we used to work, you could get some nice fresh produce or butterscotch cookies or something that people were selling. The fall's the perfect timing. You can get booed up before the winter. You can get booed up before the winter. I said something. I'm not sure what booed up means. B-O-O apostrophe D. But evidently, I'm not in the market for this market. Oh,
like
find
a boo.
Your boo.
Like find your boo.
Okay, now what does find your boo mean? In other words, your soulmate, your sweetie pie.
Yeah, sweetie pie.
Sweetie pie doesn't work anymore. It's not clear
when I'm okay with it.
Current event turned into a meat market. Get it? That's some pretty funny writing from Block Club there. Albeit one where the vendors are regularly offering cruelty-free cuts of... What's a cruelty-free cut of meat? Don't know. It seemed to me like either way, the animal's not coming out on top of this thing. Maybe it's meat-free meat. Anyway, the Facebook page has posts dating back to at least 2021 when the world was reopening amid COVID. At one point, somebody posted about the changing market mood. Okay, so the singles event, if you're so inclined, is going to be October the 16th, 11A to 2P, and it'll cost you $25. So enjoy that over in Bob's old neighborhood, Logan Square. Huh? This is the Wintrust Business Lunch on WGN. As we learn about another Chicago-based business today, we talked to Blake Sorensen, who is a Minnesota guy who played football in Wisconsin and got a degree at Indiana and then said, let's go to Chicago and start a business called Blake Seed-Based. Yeah, Blake, this is John Williams. You're on WGN. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Played football at Wisconsin, right?
I did. Yeah, I was a linebacker at Wisconsin from 2007 to 2010.
So the NFL wasn't in your future, huh?
You know, I had a small stint with the Seattle Seahawks when Pete Carroll was there, and then made it a few weeks in a training camp, and then they told me to get out of there. What wasn't good enough, so I moved out of my life.
I wonder sometimes when people miss that opportunity. Obviously, you were good enough to play in the Big Ten, and you had a look from the NFL. That says a lot about what a good football player you were. You were Mr. Football in the state of Minnesota in high school. But I wonder if in looking back, seeing how almost dangerous the NFL is, if some people aren't glad that they don't have to sort of make that calculation between their profits and their safety.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a big topic now, and I think even – you know, the decision for people to put their kids in football, I think numbers are really down. So, yeah, I mean, I think luckily for me, my hand was kind of forced where, you know, had a great experience and then was able to kind of move on unscathed.
You were the EpiPen guy, though, because you had a nut allergy? Is that it?
Yeah, I grew up with a nut allergy, found out when I was about 2 years old. Until I kind of started the company, we just had to navigate that. Every time you go out to eat, know, you have to have to let the waiter know and bring an EpiPen and just be kind of hyper aware of what you're putting in your body.
You came up with your own line of snack foods then for people like you?
I did. Yeah. Back in 2018, I was just basically frustrated. I felt like everything on the market, I wanted kind of some better for you snacks that didn't have nuts in them, and saw an opportunity in the market. And, you know, it went from kind of solving my own need in the kitchen to then, you know, launching the business.
So what do you make? What is it made of?
So we have three lines. We had a snack bar line, which we have three flavors of, like raspberry s'mores, blueberry lemon, and then we have a better for you crispy treat. So we have five flavors of that, and then we have a line of sunflower seeds. And the concept is, again, everything's all natural, better for you snacks. We use seeds instead of nuts, hence the name seed-based, And then we also make them free of the top 9 food allergens. So not just, you know, tree nuts and peanuts, but the top 9, which are peanuts, tree nuts, soy, wheat, egg, milk, fish, and shellfish, which just means basically everyone can eat the product.
Also means it must be hard to come up with recipes that don't use any of those things, because those are the principal ingredients of a lot of the stuff we eat, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, there's a lot of time that gets put into R&D. You know, the big thing for us is, like, you know, it still has to taste great. So I think for us, a lot more upfront time figuring out ingredients and what we can put in there to make it, you know, still taste great and better for you, but also free of the top 9 food allergens.
And I know you've addressed this, but if I were you, I wouldn't worry so much about the health or nutrition as much as the safety and the flavor. Are these healthy snacks or just safe snacks?
They are healthy. Everything we use is all natural, especially our snack bar line and our sunflower seed line. Of everything, a lot of clean ingredients. And again, it's really two consumer groups. The people with food allergies seek out the product, but there's the general health and wellness market that has really gravitated towards our snacks as well.
Sounds like a lot of the vegan trends or the not meat meats these days, where there was a built-in audience for that, but they're trying to expand their base. You're kind of in that boat, aren't you?
We are, yeah. We're kind of vegan by default. It's a great audience. And there's also people that, you know, might not have a food allergy, but they, you know, might feel better when they take wheat or dairy out of their diet. And, they try out the product for those reasons. So there's a lot of different use cases where you can fit in our products.
So if people have celiacs, then this would be for them?
Exactly. Yep. We have a lot of celiac users. A big portion of our users.
Now, I see your products. I haven't seen them in the grocery store shelves. I hadn't thought about it, to be honest with you. Maybe I've walked right past it, but I do see that you're in Walmart. You have real good saturation in Minnesota, where you're from, at Lund's, Byerly's, Kowalski's. Those are the terrific grocery stores up there. Minnesota has the best grocery stores. Are you in the Chicago market then? Are you at the Jewels?
We are, yeah. We have, 4 flavors of our crispy treats and 3 flavors of our snack bar at Jewel. Chicago, we're at Mariano's and Jewel, Foxtrot. Nationwide, you kind of mentioned we're, about 2,000 retailers, places like Sprouts and Wegmans and Sam's Club. And, you know, we're hoping to continue to expand.
How's business then? I mean, you just spoke to that. Is it expanding through these weird financial times?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it, like everyone else, I mean, even things like, inflation affects us because the ingredients are more expensive. But, we've been fortunate that, again, I think our product really does solve a need, and that will never go away, regardless of, the economic environment. So we've been fortunate. We're on a tear, and we're growing about as fast as we can right now.
Hmm. So what should I buy? I'm going to sample your stuff. I'm going to look for it at any of these stores. What's the best-selling or most non-allergenic, friendly person snack I should get? There it is.
So I think the number one seller is our birthday cake crispy treat. So imagine kind of the classic, you grew up making you know, the pan Rice Krispie treats. We kind of reimagined that and made a better for you version. And yeah, the birthday cake Krispie treat, which, you know, at retail on Amazon or website, that is are definitely a number one seller.
Mm. By the way, this text says, we have nut allergies, and these bars are, capital letters now, delicious. So incredibly grateful for companies like Blake's. The food allergy struggle is real and life or death for so many of us. Wow, I guess you get notes like that all the time.
We do. And, you know, again, feel really fortunate to be in the position where, you know, we're, again, helping people solve a need. And we get emails all the time, and you go through our reviews on Amazon and in our website. It's a very common thing. So we're fortunate to be able to help people out.
And are you making these bars and products then in Chicago?
We're in the Midwest. We have a few different facilities, but the company's based out of Chicago, and you know, we definitely do everything we can to help support the Midwest.
Blake Sorensen of the leading allergy-friendly snack brand Blake's Seed Based. Find out more at blakesseedbased.com. Wow, Blake, really interesting. Congratulations. Well done, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Chat soon.
That's Blake Sorensen, blakesseedbased.com. More business news now with Steve Grzanich.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. A new study says remote work has caused a decrease in Chicago area commute times. Commercial Cafe, a commercial real estate listing service, provided the new data. It shows a 3.2-minute decrease in travel time. In 2019, the average commute time was 35.3 minutes. In 2021, it dropped to 32.2 minutes. The study results are reported by Cranes. The study also shows Chicago had an at-home workforce of 27.1% in 2021, compared to 6.2% the year before. Nationwide, the at-home workforce was 18%. Chicago-based Foxtrot has announced layoffs. The upscale convenience store company cut 3.5% of its workforce. That's about 26 employees out of a workforce of 745. The layoffs come as the company expands across the country and here in Chicago. A spokesperson says Foxtrot remains optimistic about the future despite the economic trends that led to the layoffs. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
Thank you, sir. Let's get you the business of food and Steve Alexander.
Yep, and we're sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience your life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Gary, Indiana is where we go today. A few hours ago, there was a groundbreaking for a new freezer operation at an urban farm. But Victor Garcia, the president and CEO of the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana, is not calling it a groundbreaking. It's a seed planting.
And primarily because we are leveraging this funding as seed money in this new venture to work with an existing partner in our community and source additional funds to expand the scope of this project.
That partner, where the freezer facility will be built, is Faith Farms, which is helping rehab a blighted area of Gary by growing food on abandoned lots. The $500,000 for the freezer building comes from Feeding America.
There were 26 projects awarded throughout the country, and we are very excited that we're one of the 26 selected.
Garcia says the freezer project will not only help provide food year-round eventually, it will right away mean construction jobs, and it fits with the food bank's ongoing effort to be more than just a food bank.
In Northwest Indiana, we have a significant issue with infant mortality and have built a partnership with Franciscan Health to target at-risk pregnant women. And we have most recently launched a job training program serving individuals in reentry coming out of the justice system. So we're looking at serving our community in a whole manner as opposed to just looking at the food piece.
The Food Bank of Northwest Indiana and its partner pantries serve about 50,000 people per month. And while demand did ease as we came out of the pandemic, it surged again when inflation kicked in. Cash donations are always welcome. And right now, thanks to the generosity of Strack and Van Til grocery stores, there is a 2-for-1 match.
With this match, that means $1 provides 6 meals. So all donations would be appreciated at our website at foodbanknwi.org. And we are always looking for volunteers, as are our sister food banks in the Feeding America network. So you can visit your local pantry or your local food bank and register to volunteer.
From the farm to your belly, today's National Pancake Day. It's also National Key Lime Pie Day. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.
Financial services event that the City Treasurer's Office is promoting. Melissa Conyers-Irvin is the Chicago City Treasurer. Let's talk a little bit about that. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon, John. Thank you so much for having me.
So it's like a job fair in the financial services sector, huh?
Oh, very important, because we know that many residents, not only adults, but also young people that are graduating from high school on their way to college or about to graduate from college, are unfamiliar with the financial services industry and how it can be an extremely lucrative career. And many times, especially in my role as Chicago treasurer, I come across managers all the time, financial managers, that are saying, you know, we just can't find that diverse talent. Well, guess what, John? I'm going to bring that diverse talent to them. And we are inviting not only college students, but adults who may want to change careers, from all residents all over the city, to come out to UIC this coming weekend, September 30th, to find out about those careers and be able to speak with recruiters in person. Look at that, John, in person.
What kind of jobs? Give me some examples.
Oh, we're going to have, we have over 50 employers, and some of the sponsors that you mentioned, like the normal banking institutions, but we'll also have Aerial Investments, we'll have RCLIS Investments, and of course some of the banks that you mentioned, like BMO Harris, we'll have Wintrust, we'll have Chase. So there will be a number of organizations, and I think that, first of all, I appreciate the question you just asked, because a lot of times when people think of the financial services industry, they think that it's just banks, but that's not just it. We have broker dealers, we have asset management companies. These are people that invest really large sums of money that young people, and again adults who want to change careers, can learn about and understand that there's a whole nother industry that they may not even be familiar with. We have to provide this access, because we know that many black and brown Americans, Americans especially, are unfamiliar with this industry, and so we definitely want to let them know that there's opportunities available. Now, that's just Friday. And by the way, John, my team would be like, she didn't say the website yet. So they can sign up at ChicagoCityTreasurer.com. And I know we're going to talk about Saturday too, but it's a whole weekend.
So what else is going on Saturday?
So on Saturday, we are going to be talking about building wealth today for tomorrow. And we're having the summit on Saturday, where we have Shark Tank, Damon John, that will be coming in. We have Bill Rancic. We have hip-hop mogul MC Light. Oh, it's a variety of celebrities that are going to be coming in so that they can talk to us about ways to, for those that may want to build their business or want to start their business, they'll be providing tips and ways that have been successful for them. But in addition to that, for residents, individual people that may want to purchase a home, want to talk about money management, want to talk about building generational wealth for their legacies to come, for generations to come, all of these discussions will be made on Saturday, October 1st. In both events, the one on Friday, September 30th, and Saturday, October 1st, will be a UIC forum this coming weekend for free, by the way. Free admission.
And the
free admission and free parking.
And the web address is ChicagoCityTreasurer.com. I just want to close with this point, and it's from your office, but I think we've all heard of this. It's just good to remember this, to realize this. A study from 2021 found that for every dollar a typical white household has, a black household has 12 cents, a Latino household has 21 cents. That points to the generational wealth you're talking about, to say nothing of just the immediate revenue that a family would realize in this sector. So ChicagoCityTreasurer.com is the website for this event, starting September 30th and going to October 1st.
Well, and John, we want everyone to come. I'm glad you brought that point up, but a lot of times people hear about summits such as this and think that it does not apply to them. It does.
Everybody can come.
So thank you.
ChicagoCityTreasurer.com. Well done, Melissa. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much, John. Take care.